أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala very briefly describes the resurrection of those especially who had disbelieved in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who did not follow the orders and commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describes them, and Allah Ta'ala also narrates what they will say when they have been awakened from their qabrs, and when the standing in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes place, that they will have hasrat, they will curse themselves and ask the question, man ba'athana min marqadina, who had awakened us, who had arisen us from our sleeping places, and that is the qabr. And the reason being is now they realize that whatever had transpired in the qabr by way of the adab of Allah is far lesser than what will take place in the forthcoming events of the hashr, the resurrection, standing in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and going forward with regards to the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So with regards to that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا, it shall not be but one cry, a screeching sound. The first Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala described that will destroy this entire universe. Just one sound will destroy this universe, the blowing of the trumpet for the first time. And now the blowing of the trumpet for the second time, and mankind will be resurrected. Mankind will be brought onto the planes of resurrection, the planes of judgment. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also shows the great qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that it is just by a sound that everything can be destroyed, and it is by a sound that everything that can be brought back to life. So that is the very great qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Allah says, فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعُ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ, that one screeching sound, there wouldn't be anybody to go and wake everybody up. There wouldn't be anybody to have any attendance register to see who is present and who is absent. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, by one screeching sound, they will all be presented. They will all be standing presented in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala without any exception whatsoever. No one will be able to escape this accountability in front of Allah, the standing in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No one will be able to allow anyone else to take his place, and no one will account for anyone else, but everyone will stand in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala absolutely present, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzat in this way shows it. Now if you look at this world, where is that instrument, where is all the technology that one sound can destroy, one sound can bring back to life? This is only the qudrat and the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala very briefly describes that insofar as justice is concerned, Allah says on that day, لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, no soul will be wronged. In other words, whatever wrong a person did, insofar as adab is concerned, that person will be given that adab because of that particular wrong, and in accordance to the wrong that he had committed, and he will not be given any more than that. Unlike in this world, if somebody does wrong to us, then we get emotionally upset, and when we retaliate, sometimes we retaliate and we then make zulm and we oppress the person, and we do more wrong to the person than the wrong that he or she had done to us. But there with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, there is absolutely no issue of emotions, but it will be a world of justice. It will be justice all the time, insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And hence here Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala wants to show absolute adal and absolute justice. We said this before also, we should never ever hope for the justice of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, because if Allah ta'ala adjudicates us, if Allah questions us according to justice, then where are we? What is that action that we can present in front of Allah? So rather than hoping for the adal and the justice of Allah, let us hope for the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever it may be, however weak we may have been, however weak our actions were, but if Allah's grace and Allah's fadl is upon us, then obviously inshallah Allah will make the faisla of forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the decision of forgiveness and entry into Jannah. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. The second aspect of it is, they will not be recompensed, they will not be given reward except for what they had done. Now here one important aspect is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the general rule is مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. The general rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that for one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it 10 times. In the ayats of the Quran, Allah multiplies it 700 times. In the ayats of the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah may multiply it however many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. But here what Allah ta'ala is referring to, وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, that we will be rewarded for the deeds that we had done. Other people do their good deeds, that is for them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that insofar as deeds are concerned, we should be meticulous. We should try as far as possible to accumulate as much deeds as we can. But the one important aspect insofar as the deeds are concerned also, that we need to understand and realize that it is not how much we are going to do, but it is how weighty we are going to carry out the deed with. And that is insofar as our ikhlas, our sincerity is concerned, our dedication and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. So in these ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again makes reference to the day of Qiyamah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the two aspects. One is the qudrat of Allah, that just a sound, a screeching sound, a cry, and the whole of mankind will be resurrected. And insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's accountability is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is adil, Allah ta'ala is just, and it will be justice that will be meted out. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.